this city, and I see it going to hell. Sometimes I think this place is cursed. But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
Are we starting this?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you guys are.
You know, I got something to say about that doctor and that Gordon situation. Gordon is a horrible fucking actor, man. Every time these two interact, I go like, man, I really like that chick or whatever. Not just because she looked good or whatever. Like, she seems like a genuine down-to-earth character for this show. And then every time you see Gordon's facial reaction, you're just like, that nigga don't know what to do with that.
He looked like a Mormon in a porn shop every time I look at
him. It's like, he's like, oh, please don't kiss me here. It's just like, we're at work, and dude. It's like, what? What? Gordon, you gonna fuck this up. I already see it, man. You gonna fuck this up, dude. You got this smooth, bad chick around. You worried about, you know, I just don't want other people to think something, you know, it's just going on. It's like...
But they all know they're fucking. Who cares?
Yeah.
He fucked up the moment he recommended she get a job at GCPD.
Thank you!
Like, yeah, be safe there. Like, bitch, the bitch ain't gonna be safe there. How many times has somebody broke in, shot up cops, killed cops, tortured cops? Is you gonna be safe?
Why would he even fucking offer her a job then? And the brother, yeah. I'm sorry, that nigga is not smooth at all. Neither. I mean, when they left that restaurant and she was getting a taxi, and she's just like, oh, you know, I gotta wake up early because I gotta start my new job that someone got. And he's just like, oh, your bedroom's... I was just like, oh, Jesus, dude. Do something about that face, man. Come on.
You're right, though. His mouth never shuts. It's always open.
And his forehead is always making those wrinkle signs and shit. He's like three steps away from the Keanu Reeves School of Acting.
Oh, God, yeah. Can't be that bad.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. Keanu Reeves is actually better. The last movie I see Keanu in, he's pretty damn good. Fucking Gordon, man. God damn, dude. It goes back to what Cody says. Man, we supposed to be following this dude, and the shit, man, he gets himself, and he's just like,
yeah.
Man. I like, go back to my reference. He's Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield, whatever. It's just like, I just don't see these two on screen together, man. I want to see it, but he just fucking it up somehow. Just
that overacting face. I just can't stand looking at his face. You know, God, it looked like he's just reading off the script.
Oh, you know what it looked like? It looked like he gets his line and looks at her for his line. It's like, come on, I told you to write it on your forehead with that glow-in-the-dark marker, girl. Come on.
Oh, tell me your line.
And we found out where Fish Mooney is in a sex dungeon now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
For the Warriors. Warriors!
Actually, that was
the Booty Warriors.
You're not lying. You're not lying.
But that bullshit ass death scene, whatever. Come here. What? Was that Donald Glover?
You got to stay with a mic.
Say, well, if I can't get Spider-Man, then I'll get Batman. That nigga was having the fakest ass accent throughout this whole episode. It's like, why would he even have an accent? Just talk normal. Motherfucker had his head down and shit, like he was beatboxing and shit.
Well, like, how the fuck can you be in charge of just some dungeon because you have the only knife? It's like, who gives a fuck?
That little ass shank. Come on.
It's like, big ass motherfuckers are going to be afraid of a little fucking stick. Yeah, okay.
Speaking of big ass motherfuckers, why those two big ass motherfuckers walked away from Fitch just because he said, I'll kill you? Now, it's just like,
I know, right?
What?
Yeah.
You still ain't like
no. You're two big men. You can overpower her. Period.
I had to walk away because her acting was that fucking horrendous. They just
She does the same thing Gordon does, just meaning that mean mug in the face and shit. She
grin those teeth.
She got herself a new thing.
I'm disappointed. I wanted to see the fight between her and that big black motherfucker from the last episode, and we didn't get to see shit.
I know, right? Fuck.
I told you that you last week, Wayne, when you said, oh, we'll find out next week. I was just like, no, we won't. There's no consistency in this show. Come on. You don't get consistency in this show.
I wanted to see the outcome, and I'm disappointed.
They didn't give you know the outcome. She lost.
We don't know that. How do we know that? She might have.
Because she woke up with blood on her and knocked unconscious.
His blood. Maybe she beat him to death and ate him.
Immortality.
Yeah, that's fucking horrible, though. This episode is so fucking forgettable, though. There's nothing actually that happened that was actually exciting at all. It was just fucking dull completely. Gordon, as you said, that guy, I can't believe we followed Gordon out of all. How about we follow Leslie Thompson, whatever her name is? Follow her character. Yeah,
because, you know what, she's the one good thing in the show, and, man, Gordon is fucking her up on camera, dude. It's like, she's in a show right now where she's not really good, but she's good enough for this show, but she's so good that everybody else is making her look bad. Mm-hmm. She's not one of those actresses that's standing out above the other actors. They're literally making her look bad or whatever. Even the Bullock scenes, I was just like, okay, even that's a little goddamn childish. Every time he pops up, whatever, when they're together and shit, and he's just like, hey, are you two dating or anything? I'm just like, okay, come on now. We don't need to further the plot, prove the point that Gordon's right. Nobody wants to see us doing it. It's just like, no, I don't want to hear that. Everybody, like Cody said, like, everybody here is grown-ass men and got jobs to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Ain't more fucking concerned with these two dating. It's okay. Granted, there's probably someone on the other side of the fucking police department that's fucking that black bitch we saw earlier in the show or whatever.
What? Who?
You know, you talked about the Fish Mooney and that guy. That guy not that's not Child of Gambino. That's Will I Am.
I thought that was Coolio from Batman and Robin. How dare we insult the great Childs Gambino? I'm sorry. He's Spider-Man.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. He already was for Ultimate Spider-Man. He's the voice.
And keep his ass there.
I don't think there's no damn Spider-Man.
And let's not forget about the other two plots we got going on. One is with, what's his name?
How about you give a plot, CJ?
All right. So
you can actually find a plot in this, okay.
Jesus Christ. This is really hard. Because there's five things going on in this episode.
That's the main problem with Gotham. It's always got too much goddamn
stuff. No, it's concurrent storylines every fucking week.
Yeah, so you got Fish Mooney, you know, taking over a place. Taking over the second dungeon with her knife and everything. You have Bruce Wayne, for some reason, skipping stones. You know, I don't know why. I don't know what kind of training that is. You tell Alfred to sit and stay. Stay, Alfred. Stay. You got Jonathan. You got a Scarecrow and his dad.
So him and his father go see the sunset come together. That's kind of gay or pedophilish. I don't know.
The fuck?
My father never asked me, hey, you want to go see the sunset and skip some rocks? I was like, what? If he ever did ask that, I'd be like, what'd you just say?
Like, come on. Who was waiting for him to fall into the fucking cave or to see a bat?
Oh, me?
I was like, here it comes. Here it comes. He's going to trip down.
When it got nighttime, I was like, oh, bats come out. Oh, Wayne was right.
But that was kind of the time if you wanted to do it. It's like, okay, here's the opportunity. And nope, you didn't. Okay, you just have Alfred sit down having a cup of tea, fucking doing nothing.
You know what they did? They switched the roles with Batman and Scarecrow.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Scarecrow, I can't wait to get into that. It's simple. Scarecrow found it simple.
What? I said, Emily, how many times they got to show that fucking Scarecrow in the background?
Oh,
and look at the Scarecrow.
Yeah, he's about to pan up to us like, guess who he's going to be? Guess who's going to be?
That was
know.
Almost on the same level as Harvey Dent flipping that coin.
Oh no, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad. But
it was hitting that level, but
Miss Harvey Dent.
They showed the Scarecrow found his symbol, which was a scarecrow, kind of like Bruce Wayne and the bats. He's afraid of the bats or whatever. See how that little role reversal there goes?
Yeah. Synergy.
Oh, and that great confrontation between the Riddler and the Penguin. Oh.
Oh, my God. That was the biggest what the fuck moment in the whole show.
I did kind of like how Penguin was an avatar for the audience. He just told really to fuck off.
Oh, that shit was hilarious. When I saw that, because at the beginning of the show, I was like, okay, hopefully this will be entertaining like last week was, whatever and shit. Then when it got to that point, I was just like, okay, went back to joke level. This goddamn joke. Just why was Riddler following him around? Like he was fascinated with him for some reason.
Yeah, he never had to do in his fucking life. I'm like, what is with this dude?
Right.
Funny thing is though, is if Riddler's so goddamn fascinated with shit, why doesn't he ever leave GCPD?
I don't know.
It's not hard to find Penguin. It's not hard at all.
But he's got to write. He's got to solve riddles and make riddles, and that's why I love the thing. Oh, what are you giving me, a riddle or something? Like, oh, for fuck's sake.
He's too goddamn happy to be a fucking villain. He's too damn moronic and everything, whatever. This Riddler will be asking Batman so many goddamn riddles in a way that Batman, by the time he gets done asking, Batman have been behind him talking about, you're going to jail now, bro.
There's a difference between being fascinated by them and everything he does is a riddle. That's just fucking stupid.
Right. You're going to be like that last part when you find all the trophies in Arkham City and you see Batman just calling the cops and like, hey, fuck this shit.
I got a question for you guys. What the hell was that shit with Maroni and Falcone at the end where that dude was tied up?
Dude, what the fuck was that? Some S&M shit, man.
I was lost in that. So I was like, wait a minute. What's going on? Who kid is that now?
The only thing I can grasp for that is like, that just shows how much power he got, that he can blackmail a judge fucking killing a boy or something, I guess.
So who's up with the Maitre Domic's bitch being that didn't make any sense. I was like, oh, okay. Like, she's like holding him by the head, like, look what you did, look what you did, whatever. And meanwhile, she's
take a picture.
Something out of Silent Hill and shit.
It's Gotham. What more do you need to know?
Oh, okay. I thought we was going to get a big fish, Mooney, but it looked like she got a bigger fucking story arc now with this shit.
Right. She ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
Oh, God. You know what would have been funny? If we would have saw a little Jaden come from around the corner in that little room.
that wouldn't be funny.
That would not be one. That would have been me reaching for the control, turning that shit off.
You know, Jaden is Cody's Joker.
God damn.
Let's not even get a discussion into that shit.
Oh, they got a trailer for the Joker. Don't worry, it's coming.
Yeah, I saw it. Not happy.
Oh, that's a guy. Ridiculous fucking trailer. I've ever fucking
seen. Send me that shit, too.
That motherfucker, I bet you he won't even be the Joker.
Probably not.
I don't know, man. They set that trailer up like the Red Hood.
If that is the character when they say about the Red Hood, if that's going to be that kid, I'm like, oh my God.
It looked like he was already fucking psychotic, too, though.
Did everyone get the Grayson reference in this?
Oh yeah.
He's going to go to the circus. I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. Tickets to the fucking circus. I'm like, oh,
there's
my.
There's two things I liked in this episode, though.
Huh?
It was Dr. Leslie Thompson and Alfred.
Oh, I'm about to say Alfred, man.
Alfred's the biggest bastard.
I love Alfred, how he don't give a fuck, though.
He
does not give
a fuck. He was sitting there at that campfire, all confident of shit. Bruce Wayne had a broken fucking leg. He's waiting for his ass to climb up.
Good. Bruce Wayne was talking shit. It's like, no, Alfred, I don't need you. This is me and my father's thing, whatever. I don't need you. He's just like, all right, we'll pick your ass up and go.
I love Alfred, man.
Love it. Shit. Fuck you, bro. He's like, how long have you been waiting there? Whatever. Bruce was like, he wanted to fire him. He's like, how long have you been waiting there? He was just like, oh, about an hour. You know, he just got done getting made right now. So, you know. Oh, you could help me up, whatever. He was just like, yeah, I could, you know.
Man, but she went down there yourself, so hey.
Hey, you told me to stay.
Yeah, ain't my fucking problem.
Yeah, and just like, how'd you fall down there anyway? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
As long as they don't end the season where he goes to, like, Ra's al Ghul camp. That's what I pray. I hope they don't do something silly.
You know what? Like, they should have fucking made Alfred goddamn Gordon.
Yeah, a bit too old. That's all.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter.
Hey, look at Falcone. That motherfucker is old. And even what's his name? Maroni said, oh, you know, that motherfucker's not going to live forever. I was like, he ain't going to live for 2 weeks. He's that fucking old.
You know, at this point, I don't give a fuck about age for Gordon shit. As long as they get someone more fucking interested in this dude. Because, goddamn, dude, this dude is sucking the soul out of this fucking show. Every time he's on screen, whatever, you don't know if you don't like him or nothing. Whatever. It's just something about him. He's just like CJ said, you hate his fucking face. And every time he's on screen, he's just like, you look like a fucking moron. How'd you become a detective?
It looked like you were watching Bible Man or something. Like, yeah. I don't know. He's not a good actor. He always had his hands on his hips all the time, just staring.
He looks like Rainn Wilson's character from Super before he became Ethan Bolt.
Oh, man.
That's the theory and logic of Gotham, though. That's love or whatever and shit. But I'm with you, man. This show, yeah, this episode's boring. I was hoping to pick up from last week, man.
No, it's completely forgettable. There's literally nothing in the show that was actually even exciting. It was just, the whole thing was bland and shit.
And they delved in. We talked about everything else now except for one thing that they spent most of the show on.
Right.
Scarecrow.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
do we have to?
That was awesome how that story wrapped up.
These
great.
Have got to be the worst fucking detectives I've ever seen. Why is he doing this? What's his motivation? Motherfucker, she told you his wife. Jesus Christ. I figured that out right when she said that. Oh, his wife must have died or whatever. You know, and I guess that's the reason why he's doing what he's doing. These motherfuckers take 20 extra minutes, whatever. Just like, we need to understand, though, why is he doing this? I don't know. Maybe, you know, his wife did die or whatever. Something's like, wait a minute, what'd you say? Let's investigate this. Okay. Okay.
Let's bring up the newspaper.
That old ass computer they had.
But they still have mobile phones.
They got fucking typewriters and shit like that. This goes back to an argument. Me and CJ, what time frame is this show set
in? It's just set in any random weird
ass
spot.
Cars are literally from the fuck. They driving 70 cars from the 70s and shit. They got typewriters, but yet they're using cell phones.
Yeah.
It's Gotham.
They have stove lights, but plasma television.
The fuck, dude? Shit, goddamn. They even got their setting correct.
Once again, it's Gotham. You don't ask for logic in this show. Even when it comes to time period.
Yet, though? Is she in Gotham or is she just on a boat now?
Hopefully she's right. And when that guy said it could be hell, I'm like, yep, hopefully you are dead and you are in hell.
Oh, you know what's going to happen now at the season finale, though? It's going to be a Dark Knight Rises. She's going to come back with all those members.
I was actually waiting for a young kid to be there and go, if that's fucking Bane, then that's...
You already saw Bane, remember?
I'm talking about the real pain.
We saw Bane. He took the Viper and everything. The Venom. Yeah, we saw Bane.
Good.
You're going to hear a chant. You're going to say, Mooney, fish.
Yeah,
fish,
yeah.
Mooney, fish.
But yeah, you're going to see a Dark Knight Rises. You're going to see the police officers versus Fish Mooney and her new gang.
Her hobos.
Her whole gang of hobos, yeah. With her new penguin.
Oh, and that fucking lounge, the umbrella. Oh, my God. What wasn't it called, the iceberg lamp?
I don't fucking know. I thought that was so obvious. But no.
I was like, oh, there we go. That makes sense. Oh, just put a fucking umbrella. Who would go to a bar with an umbrella as a logo? I mean, seriously.
Why was Gordon treating Penguin like shit is what I was going to get. I was like, you know,
pain in the ass.
Gordon was, you're right. He was a fucking pain in the ass in this episode. It was just like, motherfucker helped you. He's being nice. I mean, there's not one word of corruption going on right now with him and shit like that. It's nice to keep a little side contact on the side. You know, stand his good mirror though. Like, why are you all up in his fucking face and shit right now? You went to him, not the other way around.
He treated everyone like shit in this episode. He treated his, on and off again girlfriend, whatever you want to fucking call her. Oh, no, can't make out in the office because, like, motherfucker, I wouldn't give a shit. Who would care?
Get it. Right. And then, if anything, you should have thought about that before you helped them get a job at the same place where, like I said, everybody, cops get killed, tortured, murdered all the time.
Yeah, help her. He gave her the fucking application and said, hey, you should apply here. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, Barbara Gordon got nothing to worry about because this bitch is going to die and then she's going to come back in his life.
It's funny because I was kind of thinking what Wayne said or whatever. I was like, you know what? I'd probably see her as the mother of Barbara Gordon now because... I haven't seen the other Barbara in here for two episodes now, so I'm like,
good.
Good, yes. We got that one.
That's the point. Who wants to see her back? Seriously. Who
gives a fucking shit soul.
No one cares about her character. I don't care. Oh, that love story. What fucking love story?
But it looked like this love story that Gordon got going on now, it looked like he's going to fuck that up in one episode.
She's going to fuck that up.
Oh, of course he is.
She'll fuck it up, I'm telling you.
It was at that ending scene where she was just he got all serious with her and was just like, no kissing in front of me. And she looked at him. I was just like, aw, you're fucking this up, man.
Yeah, you know why? Yeah, you know he doesn't want to kiss her? You know what her next film is? Spy, the one with Melissa McCarthy.
Hey, that woman's so goddamn gorgeous. She can be any goddamn thing she wants. She can be in fucking Ghostbusters for all I give a fuck. She can be the next goddamn Green Lantern. You know what? Tell your Carol. Sapphire. There you go.
Carol Ferris.
There you go. Carol Ferris, right there. Bam. Cast. You know what? No, take that back. If Tyree's going to be Green Lantern, I don't want to see that shit then.
Actually, no.
Oh, you want to see that?
She's
the thing is, the girls are very pretty in these in the Gotham shows until they start talking and start developing a character, and then they just become stupid. Mm-hmm. So
Leslie is the only one I can say, though, that hasn't got on my nerves so far yet.
Right.
Yeah, that's a whole not yet or whatever. But if she does get a bitch fit or something like that, I think she legitimately has a point for getting one, because Gordon's acting like a little bitch right now. He really fucking is. I was like, man, dude, what are you, in high school or something like that? It's like, Dr. Leslie, we can't be doing this around here. You know, all the teachers and stuff are looking right now. You know, we just, you know, he's like that nerd that ended up with that hot chick or whatever that he don't even know to do. It. He's like, that's the only reason why people keep stopping and looking, because they're just like, how the fuck Gordon get that?
Like, you see this guy? This man has a personality of a dead fish.
Yeah. You know, little Bruce Wayne got more personality than this motherfucker does.
He actually does.
You know, yeah, at least he can keep his mind focused on one mission at hand, too.
One thing I saw, positive, when he pretended to break his ankle, you saw he had his hand shivering like it really hurt it. So that's the mark of the only acting that you would see in this whole fucking thing. The shivers of that Wayne boy's hand.
That was a good action. Pain is when that boy excels.
Method. That's what method.
You know, that's why they threw in Catwoman for him, because pain, love pain. There you go.
No,
God, that's what that's supposed to be for.
Yeah,
I'm sick of everyone being hurt in the show by love. Oh fuck!
It's gonna help him be Batman.
If the Joker has some woman that makes him become crazy, you know, I'll be like,
that's gonna be Harley.
If they put a Harley Quinn and he's not even the Joker, but I'd be like, what the? That'll be it,
man.
Wayne, you already saw Harley. You just don't know it. Y'all know who Harley is, right?
Shut the fuck up, Eli.
Woo. Y'all can't wait to hear
that. Barbara Gordon. Hey.
Fuck. Fuck. Piss off.
She's Harley. Blonde-headed chick. Started taking drugs. She became crazy. Yep. Harley Quinn. Calling it.
I know she was kidnapped.
Yep. Calling it.
She's fucking
gonna
see no.
Gordon with this new chick. And then she's going to lose her shit, and then she's going to see the Joker. They're going to team up. There you go.
Harley, she's going to become a doctor and go work at Arkham. Yeah, fuck that.
Great. That's going to be lovely.
I seize it.
Get that Brooklyn accent out of nowhere. Oh my God. Seize
it. Yes. She's the only blonde-haired chick I've seen so far in this show. Oh, well, you if you want to count Ivy, but she's kind of like, what color is that bitch's head, first of all?
Oh, she's a soulless gingerhead. That's what she is.
At one point, I thought she was red, and then I looked at her nose, and I was like, man, that looks like just dirt. You might be right. She is a soulless ginger, though. She ain't got no soul.
Oh, no. Come on, what ginger person has a soul? Jeez. They're all evil, weird, fucking, especially that type, where the pale, freckled, horrible-looking, evil, soulless kind of
fucking... Max JJ should have been a ginger. Reminds me of one.
No, he's not that annoying. He's more annoying than
Eric Cartman, I don't know, man. I was waiting for this episode to end. I'm not going to lie.
You wait for a Gotham episode to end? Get out of here.
Last week was hilarious. That's why.
That's the point. This episode wasn't that bad that it was funny. It was just
just dull as shit.
You know, I noticed we keep glancing over the one thing that the show's about too. That's Scarecrow.
Yeah, because it really didn't amount up to anything. Really, said the last final CGI shot.
Why the fuck was there a scarecrow in that field anyway? There was no fucking corn or nothing to fucking look after. Just a fucking random scarecrow just there for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like at the top of a fucking hill, like on a cliff or something like that.
You know what the funny part about that was, though, is like, they spent two episodes looking for this motherfucker, and just to look his address up online.
Go to his house. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, detective working Gotham, man.
Yeah, my problem with the whole Scarecrow thing is, if he's fucked from the moment he's a child, then How the hell is he going to become like a psychiatrist at fucking Arkansas?
Thank you. I don't about to say that.
Understand that. That makes no fucking sense.
See, you don't get it, Cody. See, as a child, the serum he took, that's what made him so afraid all these years, whatever. But now, as he grew older, he came to like his father. He you know, the fear, he had no fear no more. The fear was gone now.
Makes no fucking sense. But he has an obsession with fear. Is that because it's instilled in him from, fuck this show?
You didn't see this episode, Coach. You didn't see this. He don't have an obsession with fear no more. It's gone after this episode.
God.
where was his fear of scarecrows? Where the fuck did that come from?
I told you, they switched him with Batman. Batman was afraid of Batman. Yeah,
he just had to be looking at a scarecrow when he got stabbed with that.
Yeah, that's my ultimate fear, this fucking stupid scarecrow. Yeah. What the hell was that?
They did a character switch or whatever. Batman's afraid of bats, but instead of doing the bat routine, let's just throw a fucking scarecrow in there and make Scarecrow afraid of that shit.
God damn. Completely fucked over his character, man.
I personally, okay, we're talking about Scarecrow. Let's talk about his fucking father. That plan was stupid as hell. It's actually impossible that he was doing shit. Man, I'm like, sly just because it's a comic book show, but to go on even further, what they were talking about, the amount of the shit he does, it's like, that don't even make any damn sense now at this point. I'm like, I'm so my intelligence now.
I love the impact that, you think I'm afraid of your guns? It's like, motherfucker, you can still get killed by him.
And he even hit his ass, and he was like 2 feet away. Like,
oh my god, fucking stormtrooper status all the way, man.
Jesus Christ. Like, literally, going in there, like, he's like, you think I'm afraid? He's like, yeah, I wouldn't be afraid either, because they couldn't hit a damn thing. They were two guys shooting at him, and he managed to get off more shots than both of them.
Fucking pathetic.
It was fucking embarrassing. I was just like, Jesus, man. Took y'all 2 days probably longer than, I don't know how this show goes, but 2 days for us or whatever, 2 episodes for us to find the fucking house, which wasn't that hard to fucking find in the first place. Why you just didn't ask the school? Y'all got his records on file. Where's his address?
Now, did he talk about last week? Like, you remember when Gordon got locked out by Jonathan's dad?
Yeah,
and then why didn't he just shoot the glass?
Yeah, I know.
Why didn't he just shoot the motherfucker in the face?
Oh, because you know Wayne, he's not about killing. You know, it's all about, you know, upholding righteousness and justice. CJ,
okay,
yeah, that's what it's about. Righteousness, man. CJ, come on now.
Because he looked at him, stared at him. Wow, this motherfucker locked me out. Here's a gun, right? Here.
I'd be a fucked up cop because he just smiled at me and then went. I'd have shot his ass through that window. I'd put a bullet in his ass or whatever and shit.
But maybe Gordon's got a fear of doors. He just can't open them.
Just like, oh, I'm going to inject you with this adrenal gland or whatever and shit. And you'll not be afraid of fear like I was. He's like, I'm not even afraid of fear. Like, he saw the look in his father, Jonathan Crane's eyes. He's just like, what did you just say, boy? No, you afraid. You are afraid. Here, let me. He's like, no, that's too much. Whatever. I was just like, that looked like bacon fat.
It did look like bacon fat.
Oh, that's like the grease from fucking bacon or whatever. I mean,
that kid, yeah, like, he was killing fat people and melting it down.
Yeah, that fucking kid's just a favorite. Fucking, he's afraid to go like to a barber with that fucking haircut. My god!
Then they finally showed you how he was cutting people open in this show too.
Did they?
Yeah, they showed that one person cut open on the side of which I got now. It even goes more bullshit in his plan because last episode. How is he going to get that shit from drowning that doctor then?
Right. Right. And he wasn't even cutting people open.
No.
He put a shot in them and drained it.
Yeah. So, this motherfucker got the theories now every episode.
Taking the fat gland and putting it in a meat grinder.
That motherfucker was taking their livers after they got drunk and shit. That's what the fear gland was. Whatever. It's just alcohol.
I tell you what, you imagine if he came and got our fear glands while watching the show, he'd be fucking set for life. Oh. Terrified of him.
He took our fear glands, he'd see what we'd be seeing from the show.
Yeah. Dude, I'll take our fear glands for these past few weeks with all these fucking news.
No,
oh, yeah, he's good.
Oh,
he's perfect.
He'd be fucked.
Yeah. P1 starts seeing Tyrese's Green Lantern. Yeah.
Fucking, he'll be circling. He'd be getting circled around by the Fantastic Four, Tyrese, Ghostbusters, all that. Oh, Johnny Depp will be in the background with the tusk on a chalkboard or whatever.
Well, you have a TV on fire saying that Gotham 24 hours
marathon
back to back.
Every shit, other show has been canceled except for one. Gotham.
Now that would be fucking terrifying.
No other media out there in the world today. That'd be the apocalypse, whatever. Music.
You'd hear DC announce, say, we're not doing any more Batman projects ever again because DC's the perfection of Batman's origins. You're like, oh, my God.
Hey, you know what? Gotham is doing the best in ratings than all the other superhero shows. So
and how?
No fucking idea. I was just talking to Cody about this. Flash and Agent Carter are doing pretty bad in numbers and Arrow, that's just doing best. Just doing great now just because the Flash came out, whatever. But Gotham has still been on a rise, man. It has not gone down since day one.
You know what? I honestly think it's because they're very good at stringing along. Like, okay, here comes the Joker, or here comes some Batman origin. And that's, people just want to see that shit. And yet, like, I don't want to see the Joker. But I can't wait to see how badly they fuck it up. I really can't wait to see how they fuck it up.
Man, they done every fucking character besides the fucking Joker at this point now. It's like...
Oh, Mr. Freeze. I'm waiting for that.
No, they saw him. Remember, it was on episode 1 when they went into the water.
But that's the kind of thing. Why don't they... you can bring in Victor Freeze, Dr. Victor Freeze, and you can actually have that character. Because, one, he is older, and you can actually... use the fucking guy as a fucking scientist or a doctor or some shit. Actually have his origin. Oh no, we won't do that.
Actually, you know what? Out of all the Batman villain stories or whatever, I think the Mr. Freeze you can pull off with killing his wife right now or whatever and building that up or whatever and see how that works out. I think you could. Out of all the villains, I think that one would fit probably the most out of all of them.
Jesus.
Or even the point.
It just dropped in ratings.
But why the fuck haven't you had any Maroney and Harvey? Not that I want Harvey Dent back in this, but where is the conflict between Maroney and Harvey Dent to set up that whole fucking storyline as well?
I was about to say that when Harvey Dent got introduced, it was always on the verge, like, is he corrupt or not or whatever and shit, and that just got dropped after that. Like, there's no consistency. Because
they realized his characters suck. So they're like, we write this motherfucker.
All the fucking characters in here suck. Fish Mooney got the land of the black people and shit, the Lost Boys and shit. She working with the Lost Boys now. She might as well put on a goddamn green outfit and become the next Peter Pan in that fucking world.
I hide her character so much.
Black chicks on the floor.
What are they actually...
There's so many things I can do for you, if you know what I mean. It's just like, that was the one time I've seen a chick try to hit on someone. I was like, damn, my boner just went down. Shit. I was like, was that supposed to be sexy? I was like, damn.
Apparently.
All that motherfucker need to say is holding off up to go, I'm the captain now.
I was waiting for him to do that, whatever shit. I was waiting for him to have an eye patch and saying, you ain't the only black female down here. I like when he said, what can you do for me? Whatever, it's like, have you looked around here? Ain't no other bitch down here, bro. And she down there about to suck your dick. So I think she can do a lot right about now.
And then the women start popping up after she kills them.
I got no eyes! My eyes!
She's the lucky one. She don't have to watch this shit.
Yeah, what the fuck was all that about?
last week episode, the ending was so funny. This week episode, every ending had a what the fuck attached to it. Like with Maroney and Falco, like what the fuck. The one with the Fish Mooney was like what the fuck. I was like, man, I don't know what any. It's like Wayne said last week. It's like they're trying to build shit up, and it's like you don't give a fuck about none of this.
Because you said, you know it's not going to go anywhere.
Oh, wouldn't that be funny if that black chick with no eyes was Power Girl, the new one?
Fuck off. That's just not funny. Don't even
look just like her. She had the little puffball Annie haircut.
But okay,
that was Annie.
Who? Yeah, that was Annie. Oh, she got old. Quintavia Natsa, whatever the fuck her name is. I perform horrible with Jamie Foxx.
Where do we think Fish is? Like, is this going to be connected to some Batman origin story? With
she's in the Lazarus Pit.
That's what worries me. I'm seriously worried that this could be like the League of Shadows or some shit. And I'm like, please don't.
Last week, that dude is with the League of Shadows.
You're joking, but you know what? You could be fucking true.
I'm telling you, man. Come on now. This is, ain't nothing as big as the League of Shadows in Gotham.
Because
or whatever.
Raz is the one character who is fucking pretty much immortal. If you want to do so, you could have him appear at any stage of this fucking show.
Yep, and come on now, look at this. This is League of Shadows. I like how nobody once asked, and that whole pit is just like, where are we? Nobody fucking asked that. Where are we? What are we here for? And like, nobody asked. All, the only thing that got to talk was like, no, don't eat. The boss eats first or whatever. That nigga didn't even get shit. Like, why is niggas afraid of him? Oh, he has a little blade or whatever. Niggas can jump him.
That's what's stupid, that logic. Oh, he's got a knife. It's like, motherfuckers are all huge.
That's a knife.
That's not a knife, mate.
Don't even do
it. I show you a knife. You know what's more embarrassing, too, is when she got up on stage and was like, I'm Fish Mooney. I'd have been laughing in the back like,
Fish.
She'd have been like, who the hell is laughing? And I was like, I got a knife. And I'd have been like,
mother of Jaden.
Yeah, that would scare you then.
What if that, you know who that girl was they threw at the end with no eyes? That was Willow. They cut her eyes out because she was about to make another video.
I look my eyes back and forth.
God, dude. Dude, man, I can't believe you're so right about the whole Gotham with their ratings. Because they're rating double, like, everybody else is.
I was looking it up.
It's so bad.
I was looking it up the other day. I was like, damn. Because Flash was doing whatever. It's mediocre. Agent Carter ain't doing shit. Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. is like random. One minute is good, one minute is not or whatever and shit. Arrow is just like mediocre as well. Constantine, we all know that's doing horrible now because that show's getting canceled. at Gotham, ratings barely fucking hit it. Like, they have not hit a nosedive yet.
It's because it's the Batman. It's Batman. As I said, Batman's one of those shows you could throw any shit on TV and just have the Batman.
But it's been 14 episodes and we realize we ain't getting Batman.
I know, but it's the point. It's like, for us, it's so bad that we have to watch it. But other people are actually enjoying this. That's what shits me. It's like, some of them are people, okay, like Tony and fucking John Cobb, who are fucking fans of Batman, and yet they still like this shit. And I'm confused when it comes to that.
I told you last time we did this show, whatever, some people was messaging us talking about, oh, that show was great. It was just like, you guys reminded me of all the bad shit I just was overlooking or something. It's like, God damn, does Batman have that blindfold over people where they just overlook shit like that?
Yep.
Apparently.
Because out of all the Batman shit that everybody's ever claimed bad, this shit has the least subtlety.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, how could you not see the shit that's like thrown right in your face? And they linger on it, too. That little scarecrow shit throughout this whole episode, they lingered on that shit for a good 3 minutes every time he's on the screen. I was like, okay, we can cut the camera somewhere else now.
The only thing that could have been more fucking confusing is at the end if he actually saw the Scarecrow, but it was the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz doing that fucking song.
Oh, I thought you was going to say if you would have saw Cillian Murphy.
that motherfucker's in some good shows, okay? He's on some shit.
No, he does kind of look, that kid kind of does look like a younger Cillian Murphy.
touch.
He's got that pretty boy look to him, whatever. And said, like, I don't know. Cillian Murphy was a little bit more of a psychotic pretty boy looking though. But
Have you actually watched his show, Peaky Blinders?
The one on Netflix.
The one Peaky Blinders. The one he's.
I got it queued up on my.
I've watched the first season. It's pretty cool. Second season, yeah. Tom Hardy comes into it. So it's like.
Yeah, I was hearing about that. That's why I want to check that out. I'm trying to finish up Z Nation right now.
How can we review shit shows? We do some good stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah, and you said Z Nation. What? Hell, what's that like?
It's a zombie show on the Sci-Fi Channel.
No, but is it any good?
It's hilarious as fuck. I'm not going to lie. Like, the acting is horrible in it, and it's corny as shit, but the situations they get into is fucking hilarious. Like, they got into one situation where they helped out this family, and it turned out that family was a bunch of mobsters, even though it's like a little bunch of 11-year-olds and shit. I was like, what the fuck? And like, they shot up these gangsters and shit. Pretty much, think of Walking Dead without the high praise, whatever. Think of it as a cheaper version, more amped up.
Jesus Christ. No, thank you.
It's it's hilarious. I would recommend it. I would recommend it. I'd be like, check it out. Because they even had a baby zombie.
Oh, that's kind of
cool. The fuck?
Baby zombie people. The baby zombie was attacking. Remember, it killed motherfuckers too. Killed motherfuckers. Then they did a whole thing with cannibals and shit like that too. A whole episode about that.
Let's review that.
No, that's not. Please.
Hey, I'd be all up for it. I wouldn't mind talking about that.
I bet.
It'd be a lot more fucking interesting.
I bet one day you just do a one recap of shows that we've all been watching, but we don't know. Just do an episode of each.
I was thinking of doing something where we treat the recap as a movie spoilers episode, where we have one podcast where we just talk about TV in general, and then these would be the reviews.
Yeah.
I was thinking of doing something like that.
Make them half an hour and stuff. Or not half an hour, half segments.
Yeah. Doing actual podcast shows. I call the recap, obviously, where we just answer questions, talk about TV, and then how we do Gotham, Walking Dead, and all that shit, whatever. Just treat it like actual reviews, like I do with the movie stuff.
Yeah.
Right, kind of be like the TV side of things.
Yeah, that works, because then we can actually talk about some good shows as well.
Talk about what we're watching and shit.
Because fuck, man.
Hey, Gotham's almost done, guys. It's
almost... I know, but look, as much as I hate the show and I hate the idea of the Joker, I can't wait to see what the fuck happens next week. That is just going to be... It's either going to be very painful or very hilarious.
Well, what is next? Is that the circus shit? Next week?
No, but that's where Joker makes his first appearance, apparently.
Oh, is it next week? Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be the last one.
Right. Oh, you don't know, because they could be going. That could be it. They could delay that. I reckon it'll be delayed to the last episode. But they're advertising it as next week on Gotham. And it has
They'll do it like Batman Begins did, where they just show the Joker's face at the end, and then, that's when they'll save it for the ending. So Gotham's smart like that. They can do that.
Then have the title card come up.
Yeah, they got talented writers on here. Come on now. Yeah, check this out. Yeah. Remember what the showrunner said? It's a boring prequel. He's going to make it interesting.
Okay. Can't wait to see the circus and the Graysons and little baby Robin. Oh, fuck.
Nah, they're just going to get Chris O'Donnell.
He's going to play Robin again.
They're just going to get him again. He's the only Robin we know. He's the only one that can claim that title. I've been the only Robin.
Oh, what about Joseph Gordon-Levitt? Oh, yeah, your name's Robin.
Nah, that don't count, man. That don't count. That was Chris Nolan fucking with us. That don't count.
I must say, when I heard that, I was so confused.
I still don't know what the fuck that was.
that was some blue balls is what that shit was. That's what the fuck that was.
How hard is it to call himself Grayson? For fuck's sake.
DC, get him for Terry McGinnis, goddammit. Shit.
Yeah, damn, you still partitioned that. My God.
My
you partition. Poor soul.
Poor fucking soul.
He is still holding on.
20 different times. He is still holding on.
But he's too old for Terry McGinnis. Terry McGinnis is in high school.
No. They done Terry McGinnis is older.
Oh, they did in the Justice League later on, yeah.
Yeah, but they did it in books, too. There was, he had a pretty long run as older Terry McGinnis as well. But just fucking give me a Terry McGinnis. I don't give a shit out of it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt don't look that old. Come on now.
Yeah, he's fucking high school.
No, I say Gotham. How about you do an episode set in the future? Get get old-ass Michael Keaton to be fucking Bruce and get anyone.
I don't want Gotham touching anything.
And then you can get the man himself, Jaden Smith, Terry McGinnis.
Sorry. I don't want to see Batman Beyond Gotham
style.
Did
you see? Some motherfucker honestly suggested Jaden Smith be the new Spider-Man.
Who the fuck said that?
Fuck. It was on that refugee of spill bullshit. I'm like,
this is why
serious?
We don't need a black Spider-Man, is because the black Spider-Man is a child. And they're going to get a child, and the only child black actor I know right now is Jaden Smith.
Jaden.
And we don't want that to happen.
Jaden.
Can you imagine Jaden Smith with Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson? And
all hilarious.
Jesus God.
Comedy gold.
Nah, Wayne, don't fuck up my superheroes. I got one thing to look forward to. I don't need that fucked up right now. Come on, man. Because all your properties are fucked up. Don't fuck up mine.
Hey, you know what the sad thing is? They have fucked up pretty much all my properties. So I'm like, fuck up the rest.
Hey, don't worry. Michael B. Jordan will fix Rocky for you.
I was going to say, if Michael B. Jordan fucks up Rocky, I'm going to kill the motherfucker.
Are they still filming it?
Yeah, they're filming it now.
I think they are, yeah.
That motherfucker's pumped. He got bulked up for it.
Yeah, he's going to bulk up for Fantastic Four, don't you worry.
He did.
Shut the fuck up.
That motherfucker looked the same. What you mean, bulked up?
Look at that. When he's in
you don't need to bulk up. He's Johnny goddamn Storm.
When he's in the new, yeah, but when he's in the new Fantastic Four uniforms, which look great, by the way. I love that look.
All right. Back to Gotham. God damn it.
We want to talk about bland and generic this episode. How about them costumes? That's the most blandest fucking costume I ever. Them shits look make Superman's costume and Man of Steel look bright.
Which costumes? The ones Fantastic Four. Oh, I can't think you're talking about Gotham. I guess like, what costumes in Gotham?
I mean, I had costumes in Gotham. Look at Hugo Strange costume.
Oh yeah,
good old Doctor gloves. Hugo. The mask, the little doctor robe.
Yep, you just wait till the
red. Remember that, Cody, right?
I can't wait to see the Red Hood's costume. That's gonna be
kicking. Can we end this goddamn podcast? He was pissing me off right now.
How about the Penguin's costume? We ain't got the 4-piece suit on. You know?
Damn.
Umbrella.
Damn.
And has Penguin ever got his umbrella yet? I forgot about that.
He had it in the very first episode. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I remember the name of that episode, Penguin on Bread, but what happened to it? I don't...
The only time I can remember him using it was in the very first episode when he was beating the guy up with the baseball bat in the rain. That's the only time I remember it.
Ah, that's a consistency.
That's when they said, have a go, Penguin. It's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Penguin, yes. Wayne, final thoughts.
Ah, you're making me go first.
Goddamn right, I'm picking you.
I was hoping you'd forget. I'm like, goddamn, motherfucker. Well, honestly, I have forgotten this episode from the moment I watched it. It is just bland as shit. As you said, the only positive thing is Dr. Leslie Thompson. That is it. She's the only one who actually seems like she can act, and the only character actually has kind of any depth to her. However,
I feel sorry for her that Gordon might fuck her up as an actor now on this show.
No.
They're going to kill her.
They're going to kill her.
She'll be dead by
every time I see her on screen, I just sense something bad is going to happen for her.
Yeah, she's acting within. We expect.
Yeah. I was like, you know what happens when you perform good on this show.
Yeah, they kill your character. But the only thing, I didn't mind the whole Bruce Alfred kind of scenario thing. I don't know what the fuck was going on with him walking into the bloody bush and throwing rocks, and apparently it's a tradition that him and his dad did. I'm like, your dad's a billionaire. Why the fuck would he care about a sunset? He could probably buy one anytime he wants.
Tell him I'll buy you a fucking rocket ship to go to that motherfucker.
And is it the Jonathan Crane shit? I'm like, you guys fucked it up. But who didn't guess they were going to fuck that up? And of course, next week, if they do the Joker thing, I can't wait for that. But otherwise, this episode, it wasn't as bad as previous ones, but fuck, but my God, was it forgettable and just boring. And that's even worse than being shit, to be honest. There you go.
Yeah. Cody.
Yeah, I'm pretty much with Wayne on this one. It's ultimately forgettable. Was there anything like too harrowing, I guess you could say, like previous episodes? Although the how they dealt with the whole Crane origin thing, that's a fucking insult, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Every time they do a main villain, we know they insult the fuck out of him. So.
Yeah, it makes literally no fucking sense. No fucking sense, especially
when we know that's the Scarecrow you know and love, though, Cody. Don't worry.
Ain't no fucking Scarecrow I know and love.
Abercrombie and Finch.
Model. Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's two steps away from a Twilight remake.
Shit, I think I'd rather see that at this point. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, I don't really remember anything from this episode.
It's forgettable. It's fucking forgettable.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. So, I mean, I would give it a stream it because nothing really hopped on me other than the Scarecrow shit. But then I saw that goddamn promo for the next week's episode. And so I just bumped into a fuck it. So, yeah. It's a fuck it.
So you give him a fuck it?
Oh, yeah. It's a fuck
damn.
It.
So, CJ, final thoughts.
Oh, my goodness, this episode, just five things of nothing that's happened, you know. Maroney, I don't know why, sex dungeons with dominatrix and judges. Him and his worst enemy hanging out like their best buddies, walking down, holding each other's hands. Gordon just yelling at his girlfriend like, hey, don't kiss me, kiss me. Don't kiss me, please don't kiss me. Yeah, kiss me. You know, it's just unnecessary. That poor girl, she's going to die. She's got a sign on her chest saying, kill me, or I'm going to die in two episodes. What else? Yeah, Jonathan and his dad. Okay. He steals fat glands or something and make fear happens. So now he's messed up. How are you going to become a doctor? Like you said, Cody, nobody knows.
Nobody fucking knows.
They're going to feel sorry for him in that hospital and just make him one.
In this universe, that would surprise me.
You know what? They let a sane chick stay there and become a nurse
for
25 years. Oh, God. Didn't say nothing.
Yeah, she was running Arkham for a while, so yeah.
she running Arkham for 25 years. So, yeah, other than that, this whole episode was pretty bad. So, pretty bad, pretty forgetful, and nothing happened. So, why care? Give it a fuck it. We won.
Yeah, man, Wayne, I hear you saying it's not as bad as the other one, but I think what puts it on there is the fact that it was fucking boring, man.
I totally agree.
Yeah, when you can't provide any form of entertainment when it's a Batman story at that, I mean, or a Jim Gordon story for that matter. Someone was telling me that Jim Gordon's story is just not that interesting. I was like, have you ever fucking read Year One? It's like one of the best fucking Batman books ever. So how the fuck you gonna sit up and tell me Jim Gordon's story is not interesting? There's a lot of shit to do with Gotham. Gotham is one of the biggest cities in all of like pop culture history or whatever, if not anything. It's got the biggest fucking crime. It's got the most villains and shit.
Hey, people think Gotham's a real place.
It is in my world. Well, before this show started, it was. I don't know. This show made me reevaluate. I used to go to Six Flags thinking that part of Gotham was Gotham. I'd be like, yes. I'd kick over trash cans and shit. Be like, yeah. Fire it up.
Oh, don't stop.
Until security comes and kicks me out. Or until my homeboy was smoking weed on the damn log ride. But anyway, yeah, man. Like you said, Cody, what they did with Jonathan Crane, that shit was just baffling, nonsensical, and just ignorant as fuck. I got seriously lost in what they were doing. That whole Maroni and Falcone shit, too. Like, they're trying to make it seem like Falcone, the kid gloves are off now, you know, I'm serious now, you know. I'm picking up judges and tying them up and making them look like man whores and shit like that. Murdering little boys that we have no idea who the fuck is. We're like, were we supposed to feel something in that scene? Or like, what was that about? Like, so I seriously got lost at the end of this show. I was like, I confused everything that just happened here right now. Fish Mooney running the Lost Boys. That was supposed to be hilarious, I guess, but once again, it's just like, I like how she's just comfortable with this. Doesn't ask the questions, where am I? No signs of fear, nothing like that. Doesn't know what's going on and shit. Like, you can't relate to none of these fucking characters in here at all. Like, none of them act like human beings at all. Especially Gordon, man. Gordon, he's the biggest insult of this whole fucking show now. Seriously. He's getting worse every fucking week, and he's getting annoying now at that point, because Gordon is a fucking cool character, and as much as I don't care about that third Batman film that much or whatever, Gary Oldman, that's my man, man. Hey, you got a lot of shoes to fill to play Commissioner Gordon after Gary Oldman and, this dude, man, is he going back to the days of Batman Forever and Batman and Robin when that motherfucker was just in the background going, go get him, you know? Like Cody said, with Batman giving that thumbs up that green screen.
Yeah, see, that was bad with the whole Commissioner Gordon from pre-Nolan era. He started in the 89 one. He actually did work. Batman Returns, he still did a bit of work. And then he just became a fucking moron.
Yeah. And then he became a bastard, and then he became useful in Nolan films, whatever. Now we just back to
back to this.
It's like, it's like, you know, when the Nolan film ended, it was kind of like Spider-Man, whatever. The Nolan film and Spider-Man, it's just like, all right, leave it alone. Don't touch no more Batman for a long time now, because we finally got a good one. So
yeah,
leave it alone now, whatever shit. And it seems like we're going back on that trend of the bad ones. This is like, okay, man. Who's playing the Gordon in the Batman v Superman?
I don't even know if he's in there. He's, apparently, there's rumors that he's actually dead. He's
dead, at this point.
He's dead.
That's the rumor. That's the rumor.
Apparently, he's dead.
That hasn't been confirmed yet, but that's just a rumor.
Well, shit. After this show, I don't blame him.
Because
it's set well after.
Could be the it's fairly they had the commissioner from Dark Knight Returns. I forgot their what's her name?
What's her? Damn, I forgot her name. Start with an L.
Yeah,
Leslie Thompson.
Yeah, her.
Yeah, the bitch with the glasses.
Right.
That Batman punched in the face. And that bitch, whatever. Yeah, after watching this, I can see why they want to kill Gordon. you know what? Normally I'd have a problem with that, but after watching this show, I'm just like, yeah, get the fuck Gordon out of there. I don't care. As long as they don't say, hey, Gordon from Gotham, how would you like to step it up for the big times now? Hey, I'm on. Batman vs Superman, baby, come on now. He's like, I don't need to see that. But yeah, this is a fucking man. I did not like this show. It was sucking the soul. One thing I did like, though, I will give credit to, is I'm a Wayne. The Bruce and Alfred one didn't annoy me as much. I actually liked that Bruce got hurt. I thought it was gonna be while he was watching Bruce try to take care of himself and all, and a bit he did, because Alfred was like, "Fuck you, I'm not helping you." So that was the only redeeming thing in here. And Leslie Tom, man, I feel sorry for that chick, because I just see something bad in her future. And the funny thing is, CJ keeps saying, she's going to die, which most likely is going to happen. It's not even for her character. It's for her acting career. Every time I see her on screen with these badass actors, and I just go like, man, I'm getting a bad feeling for you right now. Ronnie,
as I said, her next film is in Spy. So there you go.
Yeah, once again, you might want to back off now, honey. You might want to do something, whatever. You got to make that Melissa McCarthy money, right?
Yeah, but at what risk?
She's going to be a great Ghostbuster, don't you worry.
Which one?
Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, fuck, I was going to say, if she was a Ghostbuster, yeah, I'd be all for it, but not Melissa McCarthy.
I think all of us would be fucking for it if she was a fucking Ghostbuster. Well, you're only saying you have a problem with that, though, Wayne, is because they're women. You're sexist.
They're ugly, they're fat, they're unfunny.
And misogynistic bastard, you Wayne.
You're misogynistic. Wayne, give women a chance.
I do. In the bedroom, but not in the fucking
damn. Wow. Wow.
That's what Gordon said. I'm copying Gordon. That gets him lucky. Oh, I didn't.
There was a report last year saying that last year had the most, the least amount of lead female characters.
Yeah, shit, that's changed.
I gotta call bullshit on that, because we had 4 female directors or whatever and shit on big projects as well. And not to mention, don't forget that Vanity Project, The Other Woman, that was nothing but women in that cast. Hey, just because your movies was horrible, don't sit up here and say, oh, there was no leading female women cast. Yeah, there was a fucking couple of them.
What about Frozen and all that kind of shit? They're all women lead. Might be animated.
They just sucked.
Yeah. But there's still women, or female, animated females.
Angelina Jolie just directed a fucking almost a $200 million film.
Yeah.
Made $200 million film, so yeah, nobody giving her credit on that. That's female.
Yeah, but she's a macho female. It's different.
They just want everybody to stop and notice it. That's all. They just want the film where everybody talking about it the next day over the water cooler. Well,
do something good, you fucking women.
It seems like they only want us to care whenever Melissa McCarthy's fucking involved, though. That's the thing.
That's the worst.
You can give any other woman shit in Hollywood or whatever, but when it comes to Melissa McCarthy, you're just giving her shit because she's sad or she's a woman or something like that. Like, no, it's because the bitch is untalented.
One, I doubt she's female, because look at her. She looks like a fucking ogre or a Shrek or something.
Damn.
That's nice of you to call her an ogre. I was thinking more of a pile of shit, but okay.
Hey, Clayface. There you go. Melissa McCarthy is Clayface. Perfect. No makeup needed.
Batteries.
Her back will be it.
People, that was a recap. Yeah.
That's end of shit.
Oh, wow.
As you can see, we're all very happy and excited for all the movie news that's coming forward. I can't wait for Spy to beat Mad Max in movie box office.
And it will. And it will. And that's what's sad.
Yeah, so that's going to be fucking awesome. Cannot wait, people.
Fuck the world.
And that's how we're going to end it. Fuck the world.
Well, goodbye, people. I was Wayne. I'm fucking leaving this show permanently.
Codium, yeah, fuck Gotham, yeah, fuck it.
Gotham, I don't even know what just happened.
And I'm the phenomenal one! Hey, everybody, hey!
Stop being so happy, motherfucker.
I'm trying to cheer you guys up. Got a lot of good stuff coming your way.
Yeah, Joker, can't wait.
Fantastic Four, Cody?
Alright, well, like,
let's go.
Oh, God damn it, push the stop button.
Ghostbusters, see you, Wayne. Got a lot of good news.